My friend, if you are interested in psychedelics, if you are taking psychedelics, please, for the love of God, show them respect. Show them the respect they deserve. Because what I see is that most people use psychedelics in the most childish, idiotic ways. They do not use them as a sacrament like our ancestors have been using them for tens of thousands of years. They use them as a crutch to avoid life. They use them as a distraction to avoid facing their emotions. And they use them, ultimately, in the wrong way, right? They use them like they use weed. They use them like they use porn. They use them like they use video games. They use them as a distraction, a crutch, and that is not what these substances are for. These substances are to be used as tools for spiritual growth. They are to be used as a sacrament, a spirit journey where you are giving it the utmost love, care, attention, and intention. And if you aren't doing that, if you're using them like a frat bro in college uses a can of beer, you're just pounding them all day, every day, 24/7, and you don't even know why, then there's a problem. And that problem is you. And I would be willing to bet that if you actually showed the substance respect, and this includes cannabis, by not abusing it and using it as a crutch, it would show you things and reveal things to you that you could not even imagine. And I'm not just talking about some cool colors or visuals or cool thoughts. I'm talking about awakening, enlightenment. This is possible if you respect the substance. And you don't need to take 100 grams of mushrooms in one sitting. You don't need to go take ayahuasca 1,000 times in Peru for this to work for you. You do not need to keep taking more to prove to your friends that you're in the club because you joined the heroic dose, 5 gram heroic dose, which is completely arbitrary. There's nothing objective about 5 grams. Every strain of mushroom is different. Every batch of every strain of mushroom is different. Everybody's metabolism is different. Everybody's psychological makeup is different. And God knows what else factors in to how deep and profound and revelatory a psychedelic trip is. I've taken 1-2 gram mushroom trips that were so profound. They were so paradigm shattering that literally words cannot describe what I experienced on 1 gram. And I've read reports of people taking 10, 20 grams and like all they're seeing is cool colors and like nothing cool happens for them. Why is this, right? This is the psychedelics don't work on stupid people thing from Terrence McKenna. Why is it that psychedelics don't work on some people? Is it because they're stupid? Well, maybe a little, but I don't think it's because they're stupid. I think it's because they're not using them as a sacrament. They're not using them properly. They're not respecting them. They're using them as a crutch. And because of that, the innate intelligence within the substance knows exactly where you're at. It's reflecting you to you exactly as you are. And when you abuse it, it abuses you, right? Have you noticed this? I have. I have with cannabis, I have with mushrooms, and I finally learned my lesson that these are not substances to treat like a frat bro treats a can of beer. These are not disposable things that you just flippantly use, you know, whenever, who cares who's around, who cares what the setting is, who cares how much. These are to be treated with the utmost respect, which is why they were used in sacraments and ceremonies by our ancestors. So please, for the love of God, if you're going to use psychedelics, treat them with respect, or else they will backfire, if you haven't noticed. And if you think that they won't backfire, you think that they won't kick your ass, well, keep playing the game you're playing with something like psilocybin, and sooner or later it'll show you that they're not to be played with like that. They're to be respected and revered like the sacrament that they are. And honestly, I don't know if 21st century Western culture is ready for psychedelics, because from what I've seen online, in comments, on forums, I see a bunch of people using psychedelics exactly how they use video games, exactly how they use porn, exactly how they use weed. They use it as a crutch. They think it's going to solve all their problems without them having to do actual emotional work and spiritual work. They think they can bypass all the problems in their life by using it 24/7. And I don't know. If we don't respect these things, I don't know how we'll integrate them into our culture. I don't know if it's possible from what I've seen. There is way too much stupidity around psychedelic use, as if they were a can of beer, right? It's like a bunch of kids getting their hands on nukes. And if we're not careful, we'll just blow the whole thing up. Because these psychedelics are so potent, they're so powerful, that if you don't use them responsibly, if you don't respect them, if you abuse them, you're gonna have to face the music. If you haven't already, I definitely have. And it taught me a very, very important lesson, which is that every psychedelic, including cannabis, is to be respected, revered, and treated to the utmost. And what's profound about that is, again, when you do that, it shows you things that people who are taking 10, 20 grams of mushrooms, going to Peru to take 1,000 ayahuasca trips, they'll show you things that those people never see. Why? Because you're using it correctly. You're not using it because you have some deep feeling of lack and you're like trying to fit in by being spiritual and taking mushrooms and doing ayahuasca. You're doing them because you feel a legitimate call, because you respect them, and because you honestly want to know the truth about whatever it is you're investigating or whatever is going to be revealed to you. So please, do not abuse psychedelics. And maybe, just maybe, they will show you something you could never possibly imagine. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, visit pursuitofspirit.com.